At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to America Right Now Today. I am your host, me. That's me with six E's. I hope you've had a great week. I have had a great week myself. I've done an awful lot of cool things around the house. I painted my living room and I also painted my bedroom. And I've just been keeping myself busy because, you know, you have to keep yourself busy. One of the great things about life is that you can fight idleness and anxiety and panic attacks if you just keep yourself busy. If you're sitting around looking at your phone and scrolling TikTok and Twitter and all the other social media sites, then you're just going to end up being miserable. And I think you can throw Facebook into the mix because Facebook is a lot of relatives and old friends from high school and college who just cause you all sorts of stress because they decide sometimes they just want to talk about politics. And I think politics is a discussion you should have with your friends or your family, maybe in person, and not to argue about it. But why would you even bother? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. So if you're going to go on to Facebook and post all sorts of crazy things about what's going on in the United States currently right now with the president of the United States, who is, no, I was going to say George Bush, but it's not him. It's, of course, Donald Trump. So if all you're thinking about is Donald Trump and what he did today and what he said today and what he put on his social media, which is Truth Social, which I don't have, and if he's on the news or if he's doing something that you don't like and then you talk about it and everybody on your page clicks like and asks you how you're doing because you have anxiety because the president is somebody that you don't like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I had to get over that myself because the first time he was president, I was losing my mind all the time. You just got to let it go. All you can do is what you can do, and that is, of course, paint your house if you're stressed out. Now, the other problem I have is I woke up this morning and there are roaches all over my kitchen. I kind of get lazy and I order from Uber Eats just about six nights a week because I don't like to cook, even though I am good at cooking if I wanted to do it, but I am very tired at the end of the day. And, you know, I'm drinking a glass of wine. Maybe I've had a gummy or maybe I've smoked a little bit of pot, and that's how I handle anxiety and my panic disorder is with pot. And you would think that sometimes that would be counterintuitive, but of course it isn't. It works. Just has to be the right kind. If it's a sativa, then my heart starts beating and I got to get under a blanket for 2 hours while I am laying there trying to calm down and telling myself that I'm not going to die. And then I make a bargain with the creator and I say, I'll never do this again if you just let me get through this one time. And then you get through it and you're like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I lied to you, creator, but I'm going to smoke a little more pot. If you're doing something like a sativa and you have what I have as far as a condition goes, then you are going to be stressed out. So don't do it. Make sure you get an indica or a hybrid that leans toward indica. Now, this show isn't about pot, and I didn't talk about that kind of stuff all the time, but I wanted you to know that I am somebody who partakes. So anyway, I do that, and I think, oh, I'm going to be motivated to clean. Well, that's not true. So I just sort of leave everything on the counter. And if I use a dish, I leave it in the sink because I don't want to run the dishwasher with just like five or six things in them. And because I live alone, the dishes pile up. I have one of those Dawn things that has the spray on it and you go ch-ch-ch and you spray all the dishes and that keeps the roaches off of them, but doesn't always work. And now I have a lot of roaches in the house and now I got to go to the Ace Hardware down the street and get some roach traps because I can't afford to have the bug people come. Bug people are expensive. If I could get a trade, I would do it. If any bug company people are listening or pest removal or whatever, then you want free advertising on the America Right Now Today podcast, then just let me know and we'll work out a deal or maybe we could work something out. Other than that, I am open to offers and suggestions. So all that being said, I'm in a pretty good space. I want to talk about some of the things that have been going on. Have you guys been watching Dexter? I have continued to watch Dexter and season 8. There are two left. So there's two episodes left, 9 and 10, and season 8, or no, wait, episode 8. Ha! There are two more episodes left in this season of Dexter Resurrection, and things are really heating up. We, of course, saw that Mr. Prater the serial killer guy, the little guy, the little person who's a billionaire tech guy, he knows something is up with Dexter, who he thinks is Red, who is the dark passenger, which is what Dexter always called the thing that motivated him to kill. So he's eating dinner with his son Harrison, and of course he's eating a steak, and he's supposed to be a vegan, which he didn't care about when he was at Prater's house because he ate a bunch of, what do they call that? The charcuterie, you know, the board with meat and cheese on it. He ate some of that, and then he had a big old steak. They had the tomahawk steaks, which are so good. I love them. And I also like those bones that they cut open, and then they make that, what do they call it? The butter of the gods or something like that. It's like bone marrow. Oh my God, it's so good. I just want to pick it up and go, oh, it's so yummy. It's also very expensive. So I don't have it a lot unless some guy takes me out to dinner and then I go, oh, I'd love to go to a steakhouse with you. And if he's hot and I like him and things work out, then he will enjoy his evening after we have steaks. But sometimes I end up eating too much and I'm too full. And then when we're having sex, I fart unless I'm in the doggy position. If I'm in the doggy position, I don't fart, at least out of my butt. Anyway, that is gross. And I'm so sorry, but that's what it's all about. I have to share how I, you know, do things and how I feel about things. So anyway, Dexter's cool. Angel, by the way, the cops in New York think Angel's crazy because Angel Bautista, or Angel, who's played by David Zayas, he sort of looks crazy because he broke into the wig shop after Dexter was trying to kill Bobby Boccalieri from The Sopranos, who's now recovered from his injuries when he got shot in the train store in The Sopranos, and now he's a horrible landlord. Maybe he went into witness protection because everything is part of The Sopranos universe if it's on pay cable. So what's going on with that is Detective Claudette Wallace now thinks he's nuts, and so does Detective Melvin Oliva. Is it Olivia? No, it's Oliva. Oliva. Anyway, that's Dominic Famusa who plays him. So he is, he knows that Angel is crazy. And then Wallace calls, what's his face? That guy in Florida who used to bang Deb. He's from the Boston cop that lives in Florida. Excuse me, I'm having some terrible gas. I like to share that with people because I'm an open book. So anyway, that guy, Quinn is his name on the show. He's down in Florida and he tells Detective Wallace that Angel Bautista retired and that he did it. He was his captain and now he's in New York and he looks like a complete boob. Meanwhile, Harrison is banging some girl that he met when he started to go to the police college or criminology college or whatever it is. And he's banging this blonde now, which means he's not going to be banging Elsa, who he loves. He loves Elsa because she has a sick kid and he wants to take care of the sick kid. And so Dexter threatens Bobby Bacala and says, if you don't be nice and get rid of the mold in the apartment, then you are going to sleep with the fishes, which is, see what I mean? Everything ties together because what did the Bay Harbor butcher do? He threw all the garbage bags filled with body parts into the bottom of the ocean, and whatever was down there that the fish could get to, they would eat. So Blessing is also mad at Dexter because Dexter told Blessing's daughter that Blessing killed a bunch of people or one person or something like that. And he asked him to be, you know, quiet about it. But Dexter, of course, is a blabbermouth and you know, anything. And then also Al is the last of the group of serial killers that Prater brought together. And Al was going to go see Hamilton on Broadway. And so Dexter really wanted to kill him. And he could tell that Dexter was fiending. And he could tell by the tone of his voice. So lots of things are going on. I think what's going to happen is that Prater is going to reveal himself to be Tyrion Lannister. And this is the thing I came up with at the beginning of the season, that he is going to try to bring Dexter through the portal so he can kill a bunch of people in Westeros and create a new army for the North, who's the Ice King? That guy. Wouldn't it be cool if Elsa was up there from, you know, that Let It Go movie? What was the name of that movie? I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just know the song. Let It Go. Let It Go. The Ice Princess. I don't know her name. But anyway, The Night King is the name of that guy, and I think the new Night King is going to be Bran, but we'll never know because that jerk writer is never going to finish writing it because he's too busy getting sexual favors from young geeky girls who love those stupid books. I tried to read those books. They are so heavy. Each book is like 10,000 pages long. It's like reading 17 Bibles, and who has time for that? I don't have time for it, so I just watch YouTube videos where they talk about all the characters. And anyway, so Peter Dinklage, Leon Prater is his name on the show, but everybody knows he's really Tyrion Lannister. And then the bride, who is Charlie, Uma Thurman, who was also the girl in Pulp Fiction, who overdoses on heroin and has to have the thing put in her heart by Eric Stoltz, who was the mask. So it's all coming together. Every bit of it is coming together. I think what's going to happen is that Angel Batista is going to end up in Bellevue, which is an insane asylum in New York City. I think he's going to end up there. And then he's going to wake up in Arkham Asylum, and then he's going to be some sort of like bad guy. Maybe he's the new Joker, and because they change that all the time. Everything sort of bleeds together. Everything sort of bleeds together. We'll just have to see. But anyway, watch out, Al. You are going to be in a lot of trouble when Dexter comes looking for you. And I have no clue who the New York Ripper is, but I guarantee you it is not the detective sidekick or partner, Detective Olive Oil, Olivia from Claudette Wallace, who is his main partner. So that's what's going on with Dexter. If you are following what's going on in the Marvel Universe, then I don't know what your problem is, because who cares? But anyway, the Avengers Doomsday is being shot right now. And there are rumors flying everywhere that Robert Downey Jr., who is Dr. Doom and Iron Man, got in a big fight with the Green Lantern, a.k.a. Deadpool, a.k.a. Ryan Reynolds, whose silly wife is involved right now in a weird lawsuit. I don't like his wife. I don't like him. I don't care for him at all. I do like Robert Downey Jr., but mostly from the 80s movies that he was in. And I thought Iron Man was okay for a movie that was directed by the guy from that Swingers movie that was ridiculous. But anyway, somebody said that Ryan Reynolds and Robert Downey Jr. got in a fight, and that has been floating around the internet for a while. But one of the people that worked on the film said that there was a fight, but it wasn't between Robert Downey Jr. and Ryan Reynolds. But I can imagine that that probably is just them covering their bases, because I happen to think that Ryan Reynolds is sort of a diva. Don't you? I think he probably is. You can tell by looking at him that he's a diva. And sure, he's a funny guy, and Deadpool was a funny movie, and so were the sequels, but Robert Downey Jr. is no nonsense. He's no nonsense. He's a guy that did a whole bunch of stuff in the 80s, and then he had some problems toward the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s, and then he rebounded and came back, and he is kicking butt. And I think that he's a good actor. I just wish he'd do things other than the Marvel movies, because Iron Man is sort of really played out unless they do one-on-one, and besides, now there's a girl who's Iron Man, which I don't understand. And I don't get him being Dr. Doom, because I just don't get it. I don't understand it, but that's what's going on. They're fighting each other. They're fighting each other, and I hope this movie is good. I probably won't see it. I just like Robert Downey Jr., and I don't want him to get in fights with people, especially Ryan Reynolds, because Ryan Reynolds will sue, and then his horrible wife, Blake Lively, will sue, and that would suck.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jordan Lee Hope. I'm a doctor of urology, and I have spent the past 5 years developing a formula which will help men not only achieve erections, but also increase the size of their penis. It's very simple. All you do is take my non-patented formulaic powder and put it in an energy drink, your coffee, your soda. It even works with liquor. You take it for about 2 weeks, and you will notice the results. The results are going to be a miracle to you. If you're walking around semi-erect or unable to maintain an erection, or even if you ejaculate too fast, my certified patent, unpatented, by the way, it's not patented. I'm working on getting a patent. And by the way, the FDA, they don't know anything about this. They haven't analyzed it. They're not going to recommend it to anybody. In fact, if they knew what was in it, they would ban it. I can't tell you what's in it because it is proprietary, and I don't want anybody finding out, okay? Please don't tell anybody. But you can order it right now. It's just $79.99, and you can subscribe to it. I like the subscription model because if you sign up for $79.99 and you get your monthly supply, you might forget. And what'll happen is you'll just leave it in your mailbox, or you just throw it in a drawer someplace, and it just keeps piling up, but you're still getting charged, and that works for me. I like it when you're still getting charged, even though you're not taking it anymore, even though you're not even thinking about it anymore. Maybe you moved away. We don't forward mail. If you don't change your address on our website, which, by the way, is dubious and probably won't take you anywhere, you know what? We're still going to collect the money. $79.99. Come in for the initial offer, get yourself a coupon right now. I will take care of you. I'm Dr. Jordan Lee Hope, and I stand by everything I have said in this promotional advertisement. Just go to drjordansavesyourdick.ru and sign up today. Mention the podcast you're listening to and get 10% off your first order. You got nothing to lose except your money.
The last thing I want to talk about on this week's episode is, of course, the fallout from Cracker Barrel restaurants changing the logo. I have seen billboards for Cracker Barrel ever since I was a little girl and we go on road trips. We never stopped there, though, because my parents didn't like the place. That's okay. I like to go to breakfast places, but the one time I did go there was a long time ago. That would have been my first time, and I noticed that they had a very down-home and folksy type of thing going on. They had all sorts of old-timey decorations hanging on the wall, and it was like an Applebee's for old white people who live in the rural South. And that's okay, because everybody should have representation. And unlike Applebee's, they're mostly still in business. Also, they don't have sports team stuff all over the place because it's not a sports bar. It's kind of a breakfast place where old people can play checkers on the front porch on a gigantic checkerboard. And they can also sit in rocking chairs and just sit there and sit there and sit there until they're called to their table where they can eat the food they're not supposed to eat because their doctor doesn't want them to eat that kind of food. But they do have really good stuff there. They have something called sawmill gravy, which I don't think is really made in a sawmill, but you can put anything in it. And then they have these really yummy apple things. And then they have this triangle game with golf tees in it that is supposed to be super difficult to do. And let me tell you, it is very difficult to do. And when you're finished eating, you can go into their store and buy a lot of candy and games and hats and books and all sorts of really silly things that they have in their Christmas decorations all the time. And you can buy little cars and tractors and stuff. It's a real kind of like folksy place. Well, what happens is that these soulless corporate weirdos that they hire come in and they go, oh, we need more equity and diversity and inclusion in Cracker Barrel, which is a place that sells pancakes and country fried steaks, as if you ever been inside of a Cracker Barrel and it wasn't diverse, from the wait staff to the people that are cooking in the back, if you've ever been in the back, and all the people eating in there. You don't go in there. It's just not old white people with no teeth in bib overalls wearing dirty shirts and hard hats and cowboy hats and things like that. It's not like that at all. It's everybody goes in there to eat. Now, I have been a frequent customer because, like I said, they're almost on every exit when you drive up and down certain roads in the South, going up to the North. They're even in the North. And I like that place. It's very comforting. And they had a really cool outdoors look to it. Like, it looked like kind of a log cabin. They were an old wooden house. Now you go, and it's just a box with their stupid logo on it. And on their main logo that they had, the old guy and a barrel, I think, and a wheel. So there was a wheel, like an old wagon wheel, and this old guy, and then the barrel that I think probably the crackers came in. I did a little bit of research, and I couldn't find anything. So I just guessed that they used to deliver crackers in barrels, and they would put crackers in the barrel, and then they would send the barrel down the river. This is before they had trucks. So if you wanted to get crackers in the South, they were made in a factory in the North, and they just went down the river. And if they were in there and they didn't get wet, then you had crackers for your soups and whatever, and your salads and stuff. So that's why the restaurant is called Cracker Barrel, because the first one was built out of leftover barrel parts. And in fact, they have crackers in every single one of them that are from like the 1800s. They don't serve them because they're not good anymore to eat, but they are still things that look like crackers. And you have to ask the manager to see them. And if the manager's cool with it, they'll show you their barrel full of crackers. It's just, it's like a hidden thing on the menu. You have to ask nice. So anyway, it's typical, usual suspects when you're trying to figure out who these people are that decide to spend millions and millions of dollars to change logos is she's got long blonde hair. She's a white chick. She has a big, ugly, toothy smile. And she wears those gigantic glasses that people who aren't really smart wear to make themselves look really smart. She is absolutely one of those people. And she realized right away that there was going to be backlash. But guess what? She's sticking to her guns and their whole marketing department saying, no, Cracker Barrel has always been the place where they had drag queen story hour. Even back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they had them all the time. You just didn't know about it because nobody ever complained about it. There was no social media. Of course, I'm kidding. They never did that. And I don't care about places that do. But if you're going to force that on your traditional old white people customers who are dying off, you're going to have to expect that you're not going to have people there behind them to eat in their replacements. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't care. I am not a bigot. I think everybody deserves to have representation, and I think everybody deserves to have their say in the world and to be who they are. I mean, look at me. I think I'm fairly easy to judge. If you didn't know me, you would judge me immediately because I just look like somebody you can judge, and I talk like somebody you could judge, and I don't really know a lot of things, but I know plenty. And I just want to say to Cracker Barrel, you know, what's wrong with having an old place for old-timey, rednecky type of people, or even people who aren't rednecks but just like to be around old-timey stuff? Just leave things alone. McDonald's used to be really cool. They had a playland and every McDonald's looked like a McDonald's. Now it's a box. It's a box you go into where people who can't really speak very well, even though they're from this country, give you a dirty look and ask you what you want. And then they ask you what you want for a drink. And then they barely give you what you want. You have to find a McDonald's, by the way, that is staffed by Latin Americans, because at least you know the food's going to be good and you know you're going to get good quality service. If that sounds like I'm a bigot, then I am a bigot, because I've been to those Hispanic-run McDonald's and they're the best. They're always clean and you get what you want. But I'm just telling you, you can't go to any fast food restaurant now without it looking exactly like their competitor. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, they all look the same on the outside and the inside. All you have to do is change the logos and boom, you have the same place. I don't know what that is. It's very dystopian. I don't like it. I like buildings that are crazy looking and funny and colorful. And you know, 30 to 40 years ago, there were tons of different looking cars on the roads. They had different colors on them. Now everything is bland. They're all the same shape and they all suck. So anyway, Cracker Barrel, just serve your sawmill gravy and your crunchy fried steak and your apples and your pancakes and stuff like that. Just serve that and don't worry about making your logo look modern and hip. Nobody thinks you're hip. No one's ever going to think you're hip. You're just a Cracker Barrel where crackers go to eat crackers. All right, I guess I've run out of time for America Right Now today. Please visit my sponsor's website and check out whatever they were. I don't know who they are because, you know, the podcast company just inserts them. But please support them so I can keep doing this show and I don't have to sell my body on OnlyFans or Fansly, which I stopped doing. Thanks for listening to America Right Now today with me. That's me with six E's.